This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Hey, howdy, folks. Welcome back to Hoot and a Half. I'm your host, Matt King, with Mike Sheffer. And today we are joined with the one and only Jack Martin. You may know him from the internet, NBC's La Brea, therealjackmartin.com, all of that.
Especially the last one.
Realjackmartin.com.
Realjackmartin.com.
It's a pretty great website. Learning a lot about you on it.
Yeah.
You had like this interesting part in your bio where you said that you got into acting because around when you were like in fifth grade, you auditioned for a really big movie. But it didn't work out. But it piqued your interest in acting. My question for you, Jack Martin, is what was that movie?
So this is kind of an insane... It actually is funny now because I guess there's like a giant controversy around this movie.
Can we guess? Do we know this movie?
I don't think I'm like not allowed to say it. It's like I signed an NDA or
the
something.
The Sound of Freedom?
Yeah, it was The Sound of Freedom. I was going to be the lead in The Sound of Freedom.
You have a lot of ties to those people, right?
It was me in all of those theaters. Empty ones. Just me over and over again. I didn't say it yet.
Can you give us what context? Were you in fifth grade? If you were born in 1998,
I was 10.
You were 10.
Yeah, so 2008, I guess.
Oh.
Man on Fire.
National Treasure.
No, it was like a big, you know this movie. And there's like a recent.
Was it rated R? Was it PG?
I'll tell you. I just want to see you guess. Because you can guess it is the thing. It's like very
guessable. So it came out in 2008?
Around there.
And there's a controversy around it now?
Maybe like 2010. It was The Blind Side.
The Blind Side.
The little kid, SJ.
Going to be playing the, what is the family? It's the Tuies. It's the Tuies.
Yes. And you know what's crazy is the actual kid, like the actual real life SJ Tuie followed me on Instagram, like totally quit. I don't think he knows the story. He definitely doesn't.
We'll
I don't really know why.
Don't worry.
Yeah, could you? So send him an email.
So how did the audition process work for that? Like,
it was
you're
so
from the
random.
DC area, right?
Yeah, I'm from Virginia, like right outside DC, and they have these open casting call self-tape, like camcorder self-tape auditions for the Diary of a Wimpy Kid movie.
Oh wow, the Cheese Touch.
Yeah, Cheese Touch. Greatest books of all time. And I sent in a self-tape like in my living room that I did with my mom, and the casting director called our house. It sounds like such a lie, but I swear it really happened. And they were like, we love him, but he's not a wimpy kid, which is to this day the greatest compliment I've ever received. I don't really know where her head was at, but she did believe that for some reason. And she sent me SJ in The Blind Side, and I did two more rounds of that. Flew out here, met with her, met with an agent. They were like, it's between you and another kid. Like, we almost moved our family out here.
Did
like,
you have chemistry to at all with Sandra Bullock?
No, I didn't have to do any of that. I just went to these offices, and you know, I was like 10. So,
but mom was pretty supportive enough to like sit there and film your auditions and run lines with you.
Oh,
Do you have like a theatrical mother?
Yeah, she was really into it. She like loved any time I performed in any way. She still shows me videos of me when I was like 10.
Do you think your mom could act?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think she should.
What does she do?
Than me. She stayed at home with us and.
Badass.
Yeah.
Good supportive mom.
Yeah, she is a lawyer though. Not practicing. But she is a lawyer.
She hates it
when I say used to be a lawyer.
Okay.
She is a lawyer.
But not practicing.
Yeah, it's just not practicing.
Okay. She didn't get disbarred or anything. There's no
No.
Okay.
There's no scandal.
Okay.
There's no
The way you're talking about it, it's
no OJ situation. Okay. I know we were just discussing that.
Yeah.
No, she is not disbarred by any state at this time.
Okay.
She used to.
You say at this time.
At this time. At this time.
There's
I'm making it sound so sketchy. I'm making it sound like something bad happened.
Yeah, no,
I'm kind of digging the hole deeper right now a little bit.
Your mother is currently still a non-practicing lawyer.
Yes.
Okay. That's
good legal standing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before the episode started, Matt had a really strong opinion about buttoning these collars.
Yeah.
An Oxford collar, right?
You're
familiar with it. For the people who
Absolutely,
don't know, for
yes.
the people who are listening, Mike is wearing an Oxford collar, like, T-shirt And with an Oxford collar, you should button down the collar, right?
Is it necessary, is my question, in your opinion?
I mean, I don't think so. I think I'm with you.
Oh, Jack. Is that
he was like personally offended before you got here. He goes, are you going to button those? And I was like, I think
you're wearing a short sleeve, clearly meant to be untucked button down that you have halfway unbuttoned. I feel like it's totally fine.
I just think it looks cleaner.
Do you want me to button it for the rest of the show?
If you were like at a party and you've been having a bunch of drinks, unbutton it. You know when you're at like a wedding, you undo your tie, you loosen it
if
up.
If you were like you already naked, it'd be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like kicking it on your floor.
I'll button them. Sorry.
Mike, but I don't want to make it seem like
I literally just stood with you. I just backed you up on
he's
this.
He's got a lot of weight over here. I got two against one.
You don't have to. Wow. Or you're just only going to do one and keep the other one unbuttoned.
That'd be an interesting choice.
I'll do it if it's... You're supposed to wear something to its completion. I guess I'll do it. And I'll make you happy.
To completion?
Like, wear the shirt to its completion. Like, button it up the right way.
To completion, then we'd be buttoning it all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't have this unbuttoned, the second button.
No, that's fine.
You need to wear the shirt until it finishes.
You never heard of, like, wearing an outfit to its completion?
I can't say I have.
Like, I think like doing an outfit justice. I think you can do an outfit like justice and do what it's meant for. But like, to completion, like, where's the end of it?
Like if you're wearing a suit.
I've actually only heard to completion in one context.
It's like if you're wearing a suit and you have the tie, you tie the tie. Like you don't wear a three-piece suit and not wear the tie. You wear the suit to its completion.
It's the phrase that's getting me. It's not the concept of wearing a suit.
We can move on.
Jack, are you a type of person, if somebody has something stuck in their teeth, do you let them know?
I would never notice. And I feel like I never have noticed. People notice it in me all the time and like reach into my mouth and I just let them do that.
Yeah.
Reach into your mouth?
Yeah, that's not even a joke.
Like friends of yours will, instead of saying, hey, bud, you got a little, they'll just scrape it.
100%.
I would reach into your mouth. Please would you not reach into mine?
I would not. That's a verbal communication.
If you guys wanted to reach into my mouth in this context, I would absolutely let you do that.
If there was something you could not get and you've been trying to get it out of your mouth and I'm like, here, let me just get it. I would do that for you.
I would like probably pull out my phone before I have someone else's fingers in my mouth.
Okay, I understand.
Well, usually there's no warning. Usually I'm just like sitting there during a meal and someone is just kind of like, oh, Jack. And then like before I know it, there's just a finger in there.
It's not even like they're trying to tell him where it is. He's saying the first contact is physical.
Yeah. And they just get it done.
What kind of people are you running with?
They're just very direct, I guess. They don't waste any time.
Right.
I would sort of expect you to do that, actually.
I would do it.
And I feel like
we're close enough to where I would be honest with that. But I'm the type of person I really don't let other people, or I don't point out if they have something in their teeth, unless I am tight with them.
Right. To be clear, I would never reach in someone else's mouth. That feels weird to me.
I would reach in Patricia's mouth and your mouth.
Well, Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Asking you, Mike.
I'm going to keep my mouth closed as much as possible for the rest.
Well, just don't get anything stuck in it, I guess.
But that is something I think people should do, is like if someone has something on their teeth or in their face, it's crazy that people will get offended if they're like, oh, what do you mean I have something in my... And they like are upset that you're just delivering this message that they have.
Right, right.
If someone's giving you like, hey, Matt, you have a little schmutz in your tooth.
Which I appreciate, but still inside, I'm like a turtle going back into its shell.
I feel you 100%. Like, there's nothing more deflating, actually. Especially if you're like being interrupted by it. Like you're in the middle of a big point.
Making everybody laugh. You're just the life of the party. God. And someone points that out. Or it makes you freak out because you're like, how long have I had that in my mouth this entire time?
Yeah, that's painful.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if it's like a really serious thing, like you're getting emotional with people and you're like really trying to get a point across and someone's just like, wait, hold on, there's spinach in your teeth.
They say that's like a good thing to like come back at somebody. If someone's like insulting you, if somebody is just grilling you, you just go, first off, you have something in your teeth. Is an instant way just to take back the power.
I mean, that is more vicious than any insult I can think of.
Definitely.
That would just gaslighting them, even if they don't have anything in their teeth. Really pull the air out of the room. Just.
I mean, that's more effective because then they're just going to be looking and not finding it.
Huh. It's a good little unethical tip, Matt. I'll save that further.
It's probably nicer than actually being mean to them.
Yes.
Yes.
I think, yeah.
No, definitely.
It's kind of the best route.
Okay, so Jack, let's take it back a little bit. Get the people who don't know you a little bit of taste about you, where you're from, all of that. So you are from The DC area.
I'm in the DC area. I sometimes say DC and people get mad at me because I'm really from Virginia.
Is
I'm
it just the people who actually do live in DC?
It's people that are from nowhere near that think I'm doing the New York, New Jersey thing. And it's not, I'm not like trying to flex with DC, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to clarify I'm not from a farm.
Okay.
Which is people, it's like I can't claim that. Right. I think it'd be cool if I could claim that. But it's like if someone asks me about horses, I'm just not going to be able to give you an answer, you know?
Exactly.
And I wish I could, but it's purely suburban.
Because most people, I think, that live like in D.C. don't actually live in D.C., right? Like that's what you say.
Yeah, no, they have big mansions.
You just work in D.C., but you live right outside of it.
Yeah,
most of the politicians don't even like live in D.C., right?
None of them, yeah.
Yeah, they live outside of it.
Yeah, Maryland or Virginia,
pretty
much.
What town was it in Virginia?
McLean.
McLean.
Yeah. Kind of sounds pretty... Yeah,
out there.
The name gives a really good sense of what it's like. McLean. I feel like you already know everything about it based on that.
Did you go to DC a lot though? Like as a kid, was that the city?
No, I didn't even see the Lincoln Memorial until I was like 16.
What? That was a question I was gonna have. It's like I bet you went on some great field trips.
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, we went on like one or two. Like the Spy Museum was really cool. Slept over there. That was awesome.
Night at the museum.
Yeah, I have like a really tough core memory from that actually.
You slept at the Spy Museum.
Yeah, we had like an entire grade field trip to the Spy Museum and we all slept on the floor of the museum. I don't know how this worked. Like my school had some sort of thing with the Spy Museum and like all families were there too. Like all the parents were there.
Whoa.
And we were all on the same floor, like all in the same room. I have no idea why this happened.
It's like a lock-in. Or I did this Cub Scouts. I slept in the Dallas History Museum. I spent the night there and I spent the night in the Ripley's Believe It or Not Wax Museum.
Oh, that's so much scarier than mine.
Oh, mine was pretty cool because we like slept right by like mummified like heads and tombs and all of that. They probably weren't even real.
What happened, if you wouldn't mind sharing?
There was one singular dad who was snoring in this way. It's almost difficult to describe. It's like I
like
could
a lawnmower,
hear like a wet lawnmower. Like if a lawnmower was soaking wet, like it was like you could hear the snot creating bubbles and just like
hearing his epiglottis just flapping in
like
the knife.
The interior of his throat and the organs and just like everything moving around so intensely, so loudly the whole night. I did not sleep for 1 minute. I'll never forget it. It was like a topic of discussion. It was like controversial.
Because everyone else probably heard it too. It wasn't just you.
Yeah, and we knew whose dad it was. Oof. We were like, oh yeah, Andrew's dad.
Yeah, you know, really lost.
Sorry, he's working on it.
If you are in a room or a hotel room or a bed with someone who is snoring, what's your etiquette? Do you gently try and move them? Do you just say, I'm not getting sleep tonight?
It's always me, to be honest.
You snore.
Yeah. Which makes it tough that I was just, you know, ragging on Andrew's dad.
A little bit of karma for you there.
Yeah, a little bit of karma.
Have you tried mouth taping?
I've heard about this. I'm a little scared.
I did mouth taping and then I realized I didn't like mouth taping because I like having a little sip of water in the middle of the night. Right. And with mouth tape, you're ripping that off in the middle of the night. But now I've been into nasal strips. And not for snoring. I'm just trying to train my body to breathe just through my nose and not my mouth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've been really on like nose TikTok and learning all the benefits of just breathing through your nose. So the breath strips, it's been a game changer.
Does it work?
Yes. I know it works because my mouth doesn't taste like bad in the morning because I know I've been breathing through my nose.
Yeah.
So,
but mouth taping is like, I think, one of the most effective ways to stop snoring.
It's very scary to me.
To mouth tape?
Just the image of like being asleep in a dark room and having a full piece of duct tape over my mouth.
it's not like you're a hostage in a basement where they're
sort of.
It's a tiny like little strip.
Yeah, you just do the middle.
Yeah,
too.
It's just like it's just like a little, almost like a little mustache. Like.
I was picturing like Silence of the Lambs.
No, you're not wrapping like Saran wrap around your mouth. Like, no, it's just a little strip that goes right down. Like the sides of your lips are still exposed.
Now that you explain it, it seems very obvious.
And it's like almost like a lighter version of a Band-Aid. It's not super... It comes right off.
Yeah.
It's just a way to keep your mouth closed because that's what causes you to snore, so you're breathing with your mouth.
Right.
But...
That makes so much sense. I was picturing a full-blown hostage type thing.
I think the brand is called Hostage Tape, which is not the best.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's one of
Is it the black one?
Yeah, that's one of the
brands.
Okay,
well, that's not going to help
I know.
Hostage Tape.
That's the one that I get the ads for on Instagram a lot.
Imagine asking for that.
You just searching that. I think people would instantly. You'd be on a watch list.
Hey, do you guys have any hostage tape?
Yeah.
I also need a hammer.
Do Did you? Okay, can we go back to? Did you mention?
Can I finish my thread?
Fine.
Here?
Yeah, finish it,
please.
As the person who snores, would you be upset if someone like kind of nudged you to maybe fix the pillow or like
moved you a little bit? I feel bad. I feel guilty. I'm like, I'm so sorry because I know that I was keeping you from sleeping.
You wouldn't be
probably
like, oh,
I remember.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm like, fuck. Right. Sorry I did that to you.
Yeah. Are you a brown noise, white noise kind of guy?
Green.
Green.
Noise. Yeah, I'm huge on green. Yeah,
what is green noise?
There's
no way.
Yeah,
there's
look, no way. No, it's real. I don't know the differences. I just committed to
it's
green and
just
I can't
the sound
go back.
Of cash counted yeah, like right by his bed.
Yeah.
Printing
it's
money.
It's pure money. It's yeah. passive income is what it is.
Is green noise really a thing now?
I swear to God it is. There's all the colors. I don't know what
well,
the
pink,
differences
okay,
are.
White is like brown is like pink is like
I think they are different frequencies.
You're actually very accurate.
Yeah, that's right.
That's really what it sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, watch out, Charlie Booth.
you see, and this is unbelievably childish, but I think the reason I can't do brown noise is because it just makes me think of that thing that we probably all heard when we were in sixth grade. That
the
there
South
was
Park
like,
episode?
Like a sound, yes, a sound that you would hear that would make you shit your pants.
Oh, the brown note.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like, think if that I play the brown noise, I'm going to shit myself in my sleep.
Is it a... Wait, there's an episode of Park where...
Yeah,
they,
apparently it was like a rumor, I think maybe in the 80s, that like Russia had developed a specific sound. It was like a war thing that if you played the sound, everyone would poop their pants.
Yes.
Whoa. I don't
yes.
think it's real. I don't...
That is in my head often. That's my Roman Empire.
So you, but green noise, you'll go and like
green is fine.
On
green
YouTube,
is not. I'm green? Not going to shit from green.
Do you yeah. have an app? Is that YouTube? Is that
it's
Spotify?
An app? I think it's usually my girlfriend's putting it on. There's an app also. I tried doing it on YouTube, and then my phone just dies in the middle of the night. I don't have a great setup, clearly. But
yeah.
I'm working on
it. Yeah, your Spotify Wrapped is the top song. It's just like green noise at the end of the year.
Yeah. We were just at this Spotify party yesterday, and they had this big thing where you could put any sound on aux, and we were saying like we should put green noise on as the next sound. Just ruined the whole fucking party.
You sleep with green noise every night?
Yeah. Yeah, and now I need it.
Yeah, we have two sound machines, and then we have a Google Home that plays brown noise, and then Patricia plays a brown noise as well on her phone. So it's
I didn't know they still made Google Home.
Yeah, dude. They've gotten even better.
Really?
Man. Yeah, it's like this. I'll show it to you after.
I used to have that, and everyone would just clown on me, like, "Why don't you have an Alexa? What is this?"
Well, because Alexa, we're friends with an Alexa, and so when she comes over,
of course,
it's just gonna activate it.
Is that really the reason?
No. I also have like Philips Hue lights, and those like work really well with Google Home, and you can just say when you want it to turn it on. But no, I'm very anti-Alexa because they named it Alexa. I feel bad for all the Alexas out there.
That is the most compassionate thing I've ever heard in my life.
Someone's playing this episode on a TV right now,
and they're like, going, hey, Alexa's we're turning it off.
Yeah. Someone could be named Google Home. Maybe.
They're possibly.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, HelloFresh.
Kickstart a fresh fall routine with HelloFresh. HelloFresh handles all the meal planning and shopping to deliver everything you need to cook up a tasty meal right at home. They do the hard part for you, and you get to take the credit. And when it comes to options, honestly, more is more. That's why HelloFresh menu includes 40 recipes and over 100 add-on items to choose from every week.
HelloFresh takes the stress out of mealtime by delivering fresh ingredients and easy recipes right to your door. Skip that extra trip to the grocery store and have dinner ready in no time with America's number one meal kit, HelloFresh. When you get HelloFresh, you know that you're getting top-notch produce since it travels from the farm to your door in less than 7 days.
And I love HelloFresh because it saves me so much time. It takes so much stress away from being at home and especially being in a relationship because you're like, oh, we should cook something tonight. Oh, well, now we got to go to the grocery store. And that already took a bunch of time. And then you got to get home and they
got
to make it all.
Hey, it's okay. Buddy, we got HelloFresh.
Well, all thanks to HelloFresh. It's been nothing but calm, good times in our household. We are able to whip up the meals in a quick amount of time and they are so delicious. Thank you, HelloFresh, for really making our home life a better one.
So go to HelloFresh.com/50hoot and use code 50hoot for 50% off plus 15% off the next 2 months. That's HelloFresh.com/50hoot and use code 50hoot for 50% off plus 15% off the next 2 months. Check out HelloFresh, use the link, use the code.
Now, back to the episode. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
There. I mean, Elon's kids are like XEA12.
Yeah, XEASH. What's the
name? I think it's XASH12.
Right.
Which, I hate that I know that. I'm so.
No, it's Archangel. Flag it's that you know Archangel. That. It's XASH. The AE12 is Archangel. Like
12? Oh, yeah, that's Archangel
the,
12.
That's the name of it.
That's so scary.
But good I think grief. That's cool. I'm so all for Elon Musk naming his kids whatever, and especially with Grimes.
Would you ever do it?
No, because I'm not them.
Right.
But
right,
they're right. Them, and they yeah. can do it. If my neighbors name their kids that, I think that that would be weird. But it's Elon Musk and Grimes we're talking about.
But it's like, what is that kid going to go by? Hey, I'm Archangel?
Ash. I bet he'll go by Ash, for sure.
Isn't that he kind of disrespectful cool to Elon?
On print.
It's like, sorry, Dad, I'm not doing Archangel.
Do you wish you had a different name?
I like Jack.
Dude, yeah. Jack Martin is one of the great American names.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
That's such a great name.
The only thing that gets me is, so my legal name, I think you know this, my legal name is John.
Didn't know yes. that.
And, okay, I go by Jack. And my parents always intended that. And now when I tell people that, they think it's like a stage name or something. But it's like, it was always the plan. They wanted to give me like options. The actual reason was that if I ever like ran for office, I would have a more official sounding name in John Martin.
Is it John or Jonathan?
John.
Oh.
Yeah. Interesting. I got banned from PayPal over this.
Because you changed your name so many times?
Because I just wasn't thinking about it, and I signed up as Jack Martin, and then they asked for my ID, and I sent them my ID, and my ID all says John Martin.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, so that's fraud. You're banned for life.
And you don't have PayPal now.
Yeah, no, I'm banned for life. I called them. I sent an email. I made a TikTok about it. I'm like, please unban me. Like, I tried to explain the situation, and they're like, no, you're fucked.
What do you really need PayPal for, besides like
a
eBay?
Lot. Yeah. Actually,
it's like the precursor to Apple Pay. So a lot of websites still have PayPal as like a quick right.
Yeah,
quick
like checking
option.
Out on any random website, and now I have to just like give them my credit card information.
But you're not banned from like Venmo.
No, Venmo's fine.
If my friends are banned from that Venmo, I'm so concerned about. They're like, do you have Zelle? And I'm like,
yeah, no, I do not have Zelle.
I'm like, do you have a warrant out for your arrest? Like,
do you have a Western Union wire transfer?
Yeah,
that's scary.
You said you were a Cub Scout, though.
I was, yeah. I mean, for like a year or two, probably.
Did you do Pinewood Derby?
Oh my God, yeah, I did. Holy shit, I've not heard those words in 15 years.
Buddy, I live for the Pinewood Derby, okay? I'm a very proud Cub Scout. Never was a Boy Scout, always a Cub Scout.
Sure.
What was your Pinewood Derby? Do you remember, are you familiar with the Pinewood Derby?
No.
The Pinewood Derby is a activity that all Cub Scouts do. They give you a block of pine wood and four sets of wheels.
Okay.
Or just a set of wheels, if that makes sense. And then you carve it into whatever you want. And then you race them down like a hill.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of cool.
And it gets outrageously competitive.
Hardcore.
So you're just trying to get the most aerodynamic shape you can possibly get.
Yeah, or but it's the like, most creative.
You know how at like Little League games, there's like the dads who come and like yell and scream on the sidelines yes. for their kids? It's like they would do that times five for this for some reason, at least in my area.
But all you're doing is just releasing the same different block.
You're just sort of letting go of a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's thrilling.
Yeah.
It is thrilling.
It sounds fun.
Did you have a special kind of car? Do you remember at all or anything?
I don't
like
remember
that?
What my car looked like, but I do remember that we got very into it.
Okay.
And good. We spent a lot of time like painting it.
Did you win?
You had to. I feel like I can't remember, honestly.
I've been kind of wanting to make a bar, like a Pinewood Derby themed bar.
Oh my God.
For like adults to like enter. Like, you know, have you gone to the turtle
I would
racing?
So do that.
Have you done turtle
I
racing?
I haven't done it yet. I want to do it so bad.
Have you been?
No, we should go.
Let's
I would
go
love to.
It's at this Brennan's weekend.
In, it, well, it's, the it's like the first or the last
Tuesday of every month or something.
Tuesday or Thursday or Friday.
One of those.
It's one of those. And you go and they put all the turtles in the middle of a ring and then you bet on the turtles, which one's yours. But if you point at the turtle, that's illegal. The whole race starts over, and you have to pay like $20 or $30.
Really?
Cash. And they'll make you go to the ATM, and they'll harass you until you pay.
Oh, my God.
So there's no pointing allowed at a turtle race.
Have you seen that happen?
Yeah, many times. Every turtle race you'll go to, I've been to many. The first race is never going to be the first race. It usually goes like five times until it's actually complete.
Wow.
Because people are going, oh, there's mine.
Yes, it happened. A bunch of drunk people, you can't right. resist but to help point at a turtle.
I'm shocked they can even enforce that. Like they're really pulling every single pointer out of the crowd and dragging them to an ATM.
Yeah. They, that's oh, yeah. Insane. They're looking at every single person instead of like the turtle.
Have you ever been dragged out?
No, I haven't.
Wow.
Buddy, I put the hands under my armpits
locked away.
And then that's how I keep it.
Have you seen the Simon Says guy on TikTok? That, no. Like
the professional Simon Says guy? Like people hire this guy to do like the halftime show for like NBA games.
Yes. And he's a professional Simon Says player, and he'll line up like 30 people in a row and be like, Simon Says, hands up. Put your hands down. Hands
what
down.
What is a professional Simon Says
player? He's just playing Simon Says as like an entertainer for like halftime shows or big events where there's they need like 5 minutes of entertainment.
He's just very, very quick. And so he knows how to like get people out. Like he's memorized just like Simon Says, point at your nose. Simon Says, point at your toes.
Hands up.
Hands up.
And then you put your hands up and Simon Says, say hands up, you're out. And he can just eliminate people like that.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you think you could beat this guy at Simon Says.
No way.
That's the skill set, though.
That's
the
I'm
turtle
saying.
Pointer hand thing that's is my, the exact.
Thank you for catching that. Yes. Yeah.
That's I yeah. Now I kind of want to get into and Simon you Says. Get in I think there. I'm in my Simon Says era.
That
now.
Is also,
absolutely you are.
That guy is Jacob Herlick's dad.
Who's Jacob Herlick?
You met him at my house before.
What?
Yeah, it's one of Adam's friends. And
we need
friends.
To get him on the pod. Screw Jack Martin.
Yeah, right? Sorry. Professional Simon home, Says player out
I fucking
here.
Suck at Simon Says.
We'll send you one of these TikToks after. It's incredible to watch.
Is the roster the same?
No, it's like he gets hired to like, at, you know, at an NBA game. It'll be during halftime. He'll say 30 volunteers to play Simon Says for, you know, $1,000. And no one wins. Because he's just like, Simon Says, hands on your head. Hands on your head. Hands up. Hands up. You didn't say Simon Says, you're out. Okay, what's your name? Jack? Nope, sorry, you're out. Didn't say Simon Says. Simon Says, what's your name? And it's just like...
Is his name Simon?
I don't think so.
No. With the way you're rattling this off, I feel like you would crush it.
I think my way that I would win is I would just close my eyes. Because that's how people get tripped up, is they're seeing him go, hands up. And if you just close your eyes, you just go, you didn't say Simon Says.
Yeah.
Simon Says, hands up. Okay. Put your hands on your head. Nope. Simon Says put your hands. And then I think.
Allowed to close your eyes?
I don't know. Simon I think that might say... frustrate. Yeah. Simon Says open your eyes. You gotta open your eyes. Oh, that's it. You got me. Yeah. I didn't really think this through.
I got you so quick. Holy shit.
Simon Says open your eyes. Yeah, I'd be fucked.
Do you like games?
Yeah, absolutely.
What games like do you play? Are you like a video gamer? Are you like a party game kind of guy?
I just like enjoy like if we played Simon Says right now. Yeah. I'm so into that. Or like Heads Up 7-Up.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, Heads Up 7-Up, that was like a big kind of like flirting game too.
Oh, yeah.
Like there was so much sexual tension. I'm like going on playing Simon Says.
Is this the game
Says.
Where you put your head down?
Everyone puts their heads down. You have to have your thumb up. Then there's like a group of like six people, and then they go around and touch your thumb. And then you've got to put your thumb down.
Okay.
And then everyone puts their heads up, and they go, okay, who was touched?
Yeah.
And then you have to figure out who touched
you. Did you never play this in school?
I can't. My memories are not great.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Me neither.
I've just done so many things.
You're not 100%.
But you always picked your crush.
But wait, so what's the point? Is you just trying to figure out who touched you based on who touched you?
Yeah, but there was a... Yeah.
But you always want
to
be like,
they would use it for us to like make us be quiet. Oh, but then it would also be a flirting thing.
It's a good quiet game. But big flirting game for sure.
Yeah.
Because you'd always pick your crush, but the thing is like no one ever picked you. So then you would just be standing there and be like, I just want to play. But I kind of cheated during Simon Says because I would look at everyone's shoes and be like, busted.
Oh,
buddy,
my God,
I don't think
that was you?
Person doing that.
No, I know. Yeah.
I was honest. I would never keep my...
Okay, so you had this moment when you were younger acting... Audition for that one movie. And then you went to Georgetown.
Yeah.
Great school.
I guess so.
I only like it because Bradley Cooper went there.
Me too. Yeah. And Allen Iverson.
Oh, that's right.
Are two good guys.
He did go there.
Yeah.
But you went in to do politics and then you kind of got into acting at the school, right?
Great memory. It was I pivoted about 1,000 times. Zero people in my area do anything related to this.
Yeah.
And I went to college being like, I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to save the world. And so I went to do politics and I was interning for Tim Kaine, who I thought was going to be Hillary's VP. So I was like, I'm going to work in the White House.
Yeah.
And I was a freshman in 2016 and then she lost. So then I was like, so I'm not going to do that. And then I was like, I got to find something else to do, which is... I mean, the funny thing is every single kid at that college goes through that route. Like, everyone comes in to change the world, and they leave at Goldman Sachs. And it's just 100% of the time. I went through, like, everything. I thought about becoming an agent because I watched Entourage.
Same. I had a little, like, I wanted to be an agent phase. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a little embarrassing that was why, but I stand by it. I think pretty much everyone who works at an agency probably had the same rationale at one point, even though they won't admit it publicly.
Yeah.
Like, they did probably do that.
It was one of my big reasons for moving out here.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it's going to be my life.
Exactly. Oh, it's literally me.
Yeah.
You go to Earth Cafe, you're like, wait, I'm in the show. I signed up for this program they have at NYU that's like a summer acting program, and I honestly should not have been allowed to be there because everyone else there was like a Tisch admit student. Like, they'd gone through rounds of auditions, and I literally fucking typed in my name and signed up and walked in. I was the only kid like that.
Whoa. Yeah. And did you have like an on-the-spot audition?
No, or? I just signed up. I like really, it really should not have been allowed to happen. I remember when I came, I walked in and this girl came up to me and she's like, where'd you go to primary? I was like,
Come again?
Preschool? I was the most confused I've ever been in my life. Apparently that's like a fancy New York acting thing. Like, you go to...
Matt knows all about this stuff.
I guess my next question was, what type of approach to acting did they teach there? Were you doing like Meisner technique? Were you doing Ivana Chubbuck?
Like a bunch of studios, and that's like their film and TV studio. So it was all geared around that. But they like teach you all the other people like briefly, kind of like in summary. But it's like a mix of classes. So we'd be in there like every day for 8 hours for the whole summer, pretty much.
Oh, nice.
It was like the equivalent of a year in a summer because I was just there the whole time.
Right.
So you moved to New York.
Yeah, I was there for the summer. I got an agent for commercials like 3 weeks in.
How'd you do that?
They have these like industry nights where they bring in people and you audition for them. And I like got signed from that. Which made me think I was going to take over the world. I was like so happy about it. I almost dropped out of college because of that, which would have been absolutely insane.
Did you land any commercials with them?
No.
No.
Actually, you know what I did do? Is they... I forgot about this. One day, they called me that summer, and they're like, do you want to be in the Today Show? And I was like, yeah, I want to be on the Today Show. Are you kidding me? And then I was like, wait, what am I doing on the Today Show? And they're like, oh, yeah, it's like a vaping segment. And I was like, what? They're like, yeah, you just go to the school, and like they'll explain it when you get there. And I get there, and they have like 25 vapes laid out for me. And it's like I've never seen this many vapes in my life. It's like every size and shape and color of vapes. They go all the way up to like the giant like
Game Boy style vapes.
Yeah. Like the Vape Nation, like giant like blinking red ones. I picked like the massive one, and they put me in the bathroom, and I was supposed to be like this bully that was like bullying another kid for vaping or not vaping.
It's like a PSA.
Yeah, it was a PSA.
Trying to make. Yeah.
It was like a video for a school that was installing vape detectors. This is
vape
online.
Detectors?
Yeah.
We'll be right back to this conversation with Jack Martin after a quick word from today's sponsor, Talkspace. You know, Matt, sometimes life can get you down and it can affect you if you're going through something and you think maybe it would help if I talk to a therapist. And if you're not sure how to get started, Talkspace has made it easy to find a therapist that you'll like. It's convenient to meet online, at home, where you're most comfortable. Talkspace has made a huge difference in our lives and so many others.
You may be somebody who thinks seeing a therapist or a psychiatrist would be helpful, but you really don't have the time to actually find one or even meet up with them. Or, hey, also even be able to afford them. But guys, please try Talkspace. By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable. Sometimes people wait until something bad happens to talk to a therapist, but why wait? You can get a therapist through Talkspace, and therapy can help you shift your perspective, find tools to cope in difficult times, and be a guiding light. Getting started is the important part, so Talkspace makes it easy and affordable.
With Talkspace, you sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. It's incredibly convenient to have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home.
Talkspace is also affordable and in-network with most major insurers.
Talkspace is secure and private using the latest end-to-end bank-grade encryption technology to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations.
As a listener of this podcast, Hoot and a Half, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/HH. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/HH to get $80 off your first month and to show your support for the show. That is Talkspace.com/HH.
And now back to the episode. This is available to watch?
This is available to watch. Okay. If you Google my name,
it'll be linked in the description below. Are you wearing like a leather jacket and you're just like harassing a kid in the bathroom? Or do you get busted in the PSA?
They cut out the part where I was bullying the kid because the school was like, we actually don't want that associated with us. And so they just had me stand in the bathroom for like probably 8 hours just vaping over and over and over again into this detector.
Were you vaping?
Yeah.
Damn. You got paid to vape.
I felt so awful after. I went through the entire cartridge of this giant fucking thing.
What is a vape detector?
It's like a smoke detector for vapes. Like
they have them on airplane bathrooms too.
Whoa.
It can detect like a change in like atmosphere and stuff. But I guess it's
a huge problem. I don't know.
I heard if you get busted though, you can just say it was my inhaler. Because like in inhale,
okay. Guys doing so all that's the research. Move.
I have never vaped on an airplane. I have not.
I am doing a full 180, teaching kids how to like cheat the vape detector.
Yeah.
Where did you live when you were living in New York?
I was in the NYU dorms in Union Square.
Oh wow.
And then I did actually graduate early to act, and I was living on my sister's couch in Brooklyn. I went to bartender school.
Whoa.
Which is a scam.
What's in a mimosa?
Orange juice and champagne.
There we go.
Yes.
Mike just learned what a mimosa was a couple weeks ago.
Really?
I don't know this stuff.
Well, you didn't go to bartender school.
No, so, see? He went to bartender school. That's why.
It's not about going to bartender school. It's about just like going out like in general. I feel like you would have learned that.
Or having a certification.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Thanks for sticking with me, bud.
So bartending school was a scam, but like, did you really get it down though?
I got really good at it.
Why was it a scam?
Because bars don't give a fuck if you have a certification from a bartender school. I figured that out really fast. I walked into bars in Manhattan and I was like, hey, here's my certificate. And they're like, what the fuck is that? Do you know how to tend bar? Have you done this before? I'm like, no. Get out.
It's like if he walks in with a podcasting guest certificate.
You can see this.
Truly. I can't believe I didn't realize that in retrospect. I remember I said that to a bartender at a club once, and he like almost killed me. He was like mad. Which I understand.
That you went to bartending school?
It was like between mad and laughing at me, which is the appropriate reaction.
Did you actually learn anything that you still...
I learned a lot. I mean, what's weird is we spent most of the time learning to make like heavy cream-based cocktails, which are disgusting.
Like White Russians?
Or like Irish like grasshoppers and pink ladies, like country club drinks for 80-year-olds.
Do you still have a lot of like the cocktails like memorized in your head though?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, if you're tending a bar, most of what you're serving people is like vodka, cranberries, and
beer.
Simple stuff.
So you don't even really need to know
that. So if someone asks you for 2 Stellas, what are you bringing back?
I don't know. That's way too much for me. My certification was years ago, man.
Okay.
I mean, that was hilarious. I never even got the job as a bartender.
They just took your money and you completely failed.
Well, I got the certification.
I'm saying, but you didn't get the job.
Yeah.
It's okay.
No, it's
they can't all be winners.
Jumbo's Clown Room is hiring.
I've heard that. Yeah.
Maybe what are your thoughts about Jumbo's Clown Room?
I've never been.
Neither have I.
I've heard a lot.
I was told to kind of ask you about this.
Were you?
What do you know about Jumbo's Clown Room?
I've heard a lot of things that I think are not true.
And what are those things?
I've been told that it's sort of just like an orgy of clowns, of actual clowns.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I'm assuming everyone's fucking with me.
I heard it's like a burlesque show that you go to, but it's like old ladies.
Okay.
That's what I've heard.
There's something like sex-based about this place.
I know. I've waited in line for an hour and I've never gotten into
really?
It. Yeah.
Is it that brutal?
I don't know. It's a popular joint.
Yeah, I just don't really
understand. Have you been to Jumbo's?
Never even heard of it.
Have you been to The Box in New York?
I haven't. I've heard a lot about that.
Oh, yeah, dude. I saw what?
I would never, ever step foot in that place again.
What did you see when you went to The Box?
Depravity. It was...
Wow.
I can't repeat it on this podcast.
We can't.
Well, now you need to.
I saw it was this old lady on stage, but it was like a guy, I think, dressed up as an old lady.
Okay.
And was like eating cat food and then got out a litter box and then pooped in the litter box.
What?
But I don't think it was real poop.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I saw, too.
Oh, God.
Ugh, the box. I would not recommend it.
But I'm that's surprised. Your thing.
Go to the box.
Sounds like you liked it. Yeah, I'm sold.
I'd go back to the box, but someone has to tell me that we're going to the box. I'm not going to reach out.
I'm sorry. Is it a bar still, or is it just
it's like
shitting
a night
on pizza?
Club. Okay. Yeah, it's like a stage
that's
show.
That's what I thought it was just a club.
Yeah, it's a club, but with performances.
They have a stage at the front.
Yeah.
I've been to the one in London. I've been to the one in New York.
Did we go to the one in New York together with, like, David and
Grace Helbig was there. Was she there that
yes.
day?
Yes. I went twice.
Yeah. That was the one with the pooping in the litter box.
That one I probably...
Do you think that's like a universal practice? Like if you get hired there, you have to learn how to shit on pizza?
I think probably. Yeah, it's like they gotta be like, what do you got? Like, what's your act? You know?
Yeah.
You have to have like a talent. It's like Miss America.
It's like
you know?
SNL audition.
Yeah.
But instead of Lauren, it's just a bartender.
Three sketches, yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh, no, thank you.
Do you still wear Axe 3-in-1?
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm only asking that because you wrote that on the wall here.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
I don't even remember writing that.
Oh, well.
I don't remember why I said that.
Patricia told me to ask you that, if you still wear X3-in-1.
That's a fair question. I did for a long time.
3-in-1, that's conditioner, shampoo, and
body
wash.
It's efficient.
Yeah.
Except it's really not, because it sort of ruins your life.
Yeah. Have you heard the Mitch Hedberg joke about that?
No.
2-in-1 is not a real thing. That's why 2 is created. Because you can't have 2-in-1, so it's just not real.
That's a fair point.
He delivers it better than I do. have you ever been an alcohol drinker?
Yeah.
I did for
a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
But now you don't.
I don't anymore.
How long has it been?
Like a couple years.
Was there something that made you wake up one day and be like, I need to make this change?
I mean, the main thing at the time is I really wasn't enjoying it anymore. I just wasn't having fun. I feel like you guys probably relate to this. In LA, it feels really different to me. I feel like in high school and college, you'd go out, you drink, and it'd be the most relaxed you ever are.
Yeah.
Like, you're just letting loose. You're having fun. You're caring the least you ever care.
Yeah.
And here, you go out to things, and it's like, the most people ever care, and it's like everyone's staring at each other and no one's dancing.
Yes. You need to be on also, because you don't know who someone might be, or you might work with them, or
it's like very uncomfortable, especially like out at bars and clubs and stuff. And it's just and my hangovers would also start to last like a day,
yeah,
or longer,
definitely longer,
two days, which sucks. And then I had. And then I had a couple wild experiences afterwards that made me want to be like, I'm not going to pick that back up.
Yeah.
One was with my friend.
You saved your friend's life, right?
I did. That was crazy. I mean, that's not the point of the story.
Oh, I'm familiar with the story. It's
It was insane. It was one of my buddies was out at this at Hyde.
Okay.
Sunset, and we were already there, and I had been not drinking for like a week at this point, and he showed up and he was blacked out, he was gone, and like bartender was cutting him off, and we kept trying to get him home, and he's like, no dude, I'm fine, I'm staying. We're like, all right. We gave up. I go home at like 2 a.m. I text him and I'm like, yo dude, are you good? And I get a call, and it's like, hey, I'm a stripper, I'm with your friend, he's like a little out of it, he's not really waking up. And I'm like, what the fuck, where are you, like I'll come to you right now. She's like, I don't really want to tell you where I am, but I'll call an Uber and I'll Uber him to you.
Oh my.
And she won't give me the address, so I'm like, okay, I'll wait for the Uber.
Yeah,
I wait 10 minutes, she FaceTimes me, puts the camera on him, and she's like, I cannot wake him up. And I'm like, give me your fucking address. I'm coming right now.
Yeah.
And so, geez. I get in my car. It doesn't have a top. It's like raining. I'm flooring it, going through every red light. I get there. There's a car parked out front of this strip club. He is like completely unconscious, hanging out of it. I run up next to it, fireman carry him, throw him into my car.
Oh my.
Call my friend who's asleep. Call his roommate to wake him up. It's 3 a.m. And I'm like, dude, I just need to be on the phone with someone. This is fucking insane. I don't know what's going to happen. There's rain coming down on him. The sound from the phone calls at max volume. He's still not waking up. I pull into Cedars to the ER bay and just park and jump out. And I'm like, hello.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's alive.
Yeah.
And they come over and we pick him up and we put him in a wheelchair. And we bring him in and... it, like, they finally wake him up, and I stay in the waiting room with him the whole night for, like, 8 hours.
Oh,
they just don't
God.
See
and
him.
They never like see they
never,
you at all.
They never saw him. And then by the time we left, it was obvious, you know, that he was okay. But
good
grief.
I mean,
that was crazy. Like we like physically could not.
Was he appreciative of you saving him?
For sure, yeah. Oh, I mean, he didn't even remember it.
The worst is though when you help a friend who's been like so wasted, you had to like lift them up multiple flights of stairs, and then you're like,
they don't even remember it.
Yeah, you're like,
you're welcome.
Yeah, we just love you're welcome.
Yeah, yeah. We
which
love
I
that.
Have gotten. Some
we love
from
a little
some
gratitude.
Friends, but some friends I've been like, absolutely not.
Yeah. That probably then solidified. You're like, okay, maybe this will last longer than a week for not drinking.
Yeah, for sure. I was just like, that's kind of crazy timing.
Yeah,
that makes me not want to keep doing it.
Yeah,
you know?
I respect it. It was. I think the first thing I found out about you, like within minutes of meeting you. You were like, yeah, I don't drink. And I was like, this guy fucking gets it. He's the real deal.
I mean, it was, I don't miss it.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you think you would ever drink again?
I mean, maybe. I just like don't really have a desire.
Yeah.
I don't like, I don't.
It would need to be like the right occasion.
I still enjoy going out and hanging out with my friends, you know?
Yeah.
I don't enjoy being at a post game at 3 a.m. sober.
Yeah.
But in any other contexts, I mean, it's completely fine.
That's and then you just also have the ability at like 12:30 to be like, yep, I'm done.
Exactly.
There's
yeah.
no pressure or like bad decision making that you get when you're a couple drinks in at 12:30. Like, yeah, let's have another 9.
Yeah, exactly. And also, I was trying to like get better about my health, and I just kind of started to feel like an idiot buying spirulina supplements from Erewhon and then taking 18 tequila shots. It's like, this is canceling out the other thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, maybe I should just stop doing that.
Yeah.
I don't think it ever got to the point where it was like a serious problem. I was like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
And then I almost died last summer. You guys know about this.
That you almost died last summer.
Oh, wait.
Not from drinking.
Yes, no. You were
injured. You had a surgery of some kind?
Yeah. This is crazy.
Oh, my gosh. I've like totally have repressed
this. These are all such
my
downer
brain.
Stories.
Yeah.
I'm telling. These are
wait,
like
how did you almost
sad.
Die? What was it?
Freak thing, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a birth defect. So I went to the hospital 4 times in a year with the craziest pain in my lower abs. And the first 2 times, they told me it was kidney stones. They were guessing. They were completely guessing. They never saw a stone.
Mm-hmm.
And the last 2 times, they told me it was constipation, which made me feel like an absolute fucking idiot.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to the hospital over constipation. But the last time I happened, it was at work. And I was like, I got to figure out what this is. Like, I got to ask them. Like, you got to do more scans or something, because I know I'm not constipated. Okay.
The pain, was it like a deep pain, sharp?
It was like, super sharp. It was the most excruciating thing I've ever felt in my life by a million. I mean, nothing has ever even come close to that. I go to the hospital. They give me laxatives because they think it's constipation.
Again,
and what laxatives do, they give me cups and cups and cups of the most intense laxatives you can take. Those make your intestines contract, okay?
Which makes the pain worse.
Yeah, so what's happening is my intestines never formed properly in my stomach. They're on opposite sides of my stomach. And when you have that, it's called intestinal malrotation. They can twist in a knot. And then, you know, if your organs
are... Are we talking about the small intestine or the large
both,
intestine?
Both, they twist on each other.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
So your large intestine is like on the other side compared to other people's?
They're floating on opposite sides as opposed to all... center like they're supposed to be.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then those 4 times were, they call it a bovulus. It's when you get a knot like that. Now that I know more about it, it is absolutely crazy that I'm alive.
Actually?
It's so bad. Yeah. And the laxatives were the single worst possible thing they could have ever given me. It's like everything was tied together taking shit to make them like contract and
bind.
So you're
just sitting in the hospital like writhing in pain?
Screaming at the top of my lungs, like being injected with every painkiller.
Did this
they
happen
have.
In Australia?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. surgeon comes by like...
do you like just like trust them less because they have funny accents over there? Like, all right, well, my
hey, it seems
okay.
like a stomach ache here.
Just like, God, I wish I was
just
back in America.
A sheet?
I was laughing my ass off. Yeah, I mean, I was also on morphine, like at the max dose.
That's fun.
So
there we go.
You know, that combined with the Aussie accent.
So did they have
comedy.
To operate? Did they have to like move it all back around? Or now that you just know the diagnosis and you just have to be aware of it?
Well, like, so the surgeon came back and was like, if we don't do surgery, you will die.
Yeah.
And even when so I'll open you up. And I'm not even going to know for sure that this is what it is until I'm inside.
Cool.
And I might just have to stitch you back up and call it a day and figure something else out. But he went in, and going into that, I mean, the way he made it sound, I didn't know if I was going to wake up from this surgery.
Were they going in like laparoscopically?
Yeah, they went in laparoscopic, which is kind of wild. They lift up the skin from your belly button. They use like a robotic arm to go in. But they took out my appendix because my appendix was up by my heart.
Welcome to the club, yeah. Where I just joined it. Yeah. Like a year ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
This is his story, man.
Yeah, well, hey, stop it.
I'm just trying to bond with the guest.
No, I actually did feel bonded by that. And they cut out all these adhesions and scar tissue that were in my intestines. They like restructured it. They cut stuff out. It was crazy. And I mean, yeah, I've been talking. I'm trying to start like a charity about this because what's wild is it's so much more common than I thought. And people die from it all the time.
And they don't even know about it.
They don't even know what it is. Yeah.
Wow.
Or they figure it out when it's too late.
Oh.
Like I met this woman who's into the charity on it, and her son had it, and they didn't know what it was for 18 hours, and they just let him sit there, and he lost 90% of his bowel.
Whoa.
Which is like, that can happen in 2 hours. Like, it's so, the more I know about it, I just kind of can't believe I'm here. Happy about that.
Well, we should do something.
He started.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's
shout it out, or whatever it is, man. We'll be there.
Formed it yet? The foundation.
I'm working on it. Okay. I want to do it right. You know?
Well, this is so appropriate, Jack. You're an actor, and are you familiar with Inside the Actor Studio?
Absolutely. Classic.
Well, at the end of Inside the Actor Studio, they ask 10 questions to the actor that is on there.
Yeah.
And have you ever been asked these questions before?
I don't think so.
He practices it. He practices the questions to dream of the day.
I'm worried that I'm wildly unprepared for these questions.
No, that's kind of
the point. We'll see.
They're easy questions.
Did you used to watch that show Inside the Actor Studio?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay.
But
well, this is how they end every episode. And you are the first, I think, actor that we're going to ask these questions to.
It'll be cool.
It's basically like we're James Lipton.
Is it still on TV? You guys are
literally Lipton.
No, isn't James Lipton, didn't he pass? I think he passed away.
Passed away, and they ended the show with him?
I mean, it was his show.
Yeah. They should bring
it
back.
He was the dean of students at the actor studio.
Yep.
What is your favorite word?
He's just asking the nuclear codes.
I'm just thinking of random words right now.
You can have more than one.
It's okay.
See, you know, the first word that comes to mind is clear. But I think it's because we were just talking about the Scientology documentary.
Clear is a good word, though.
But that's a good
word. That's my go-to, like, Wordle word.
Clear?
Clear. Yeah. I always start with clear.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I try to think of different Wordle word.
I'm standing with that answer.
Do you play Wordle?
I played it before. I couldn't get into it. I know it's not. There's not much to get into. But it was still...
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing over and over. But yeah. Okay, clear. What are some other top choices that ran through your mind?
Sky.
It's another great word.
Yeah.
The words that you're saying... They sound, look, and feel like the thing that they are. They're almost onomatopoetic.
Onomatopoetic. You know, my new choice is onomatopoetic.
Do you know what that means?
I know what an onomatopoeia is.
Right. So a word that is an onomatopoeia has the quality of being onomatopoetic.
100%. And that's why it's my favorite word.
Is that right?
Yes.
Say, what is an onomatopoeia then?
That's a word that sounds like the thing it is, like boom or bump
correct,
or bang.
Correct.
Right.
But so you would say the word bang is an onomatopoetic word.
Okay.
That's insane. I can't believe I'm blown away by that.
Now, this is basically the opposite of that. Is what is your least favorite word?
Hate.
Man. Right. We could all use a little less hate in the world.
Let's get rid of that.
Here. Sorry. One second. Just want to make sure we're still recording. Okay. Next question is what turns you on sexually, creatively, or spiritually?
Passion.
Answers all three?
Yeah.
Do you care to elaborate?
No, I feel like it's cooler if I don't elaborate.
Okay.
I'm trying to make my random answers seem a lot more intentional than they are.
That's totally fine. We can...
I do love passion, though.
Okay.
Now, what turns you off?
I guess the opposite of that would be indifference, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You'd think I'd be a lot more certain about these, given
it's okay.
What I'm talking about.
You don't have to be certain. It's a free-flowing...
We're flowing. What would your answer be to that? Can I turn that around?
Yeah.
Well, I know we've answered these like a long time ago, but what's fun about these questions, I feel like sometimes it changes.
They change, yeah.
Mine's similar to indifference. It's like, I think it's also like cynicism, like people who are just like very cynical to when people are being passionate about something. They're like, kind of, what's the point of that? Why would you want, why, like, not seeing like the meaning in things? I really, that turns me off completely. Yeah. Philistines, truly.
So we agree on this.
Yeah.
Entirely.
Yeah. I like when people are excited about stuff.
100%.
Like, if I'm excited about it and they're like, yeah, that is fucking cool, even though maybe they don't necessarily agree, like someone who can also hype you up about shit that you like. And the opposite, if someone like, I don't like people yucky or yum.
Yes.
What sound or noise do you love?
I thought it was going to be sound you hate, and all I could think about was Andrew's dad snoring.
That is the next one.
Okay, well, that's going to be my answer. Okay. And it's really the truthful answer.
Okay.
Sound that I love, probably when the dishwasher's done, that little beeping sound, dude.
Do you have one of those ones that like plays a little Swedish song?
Yeah.
There's
nothing more satisfying. It's like my goals are being completed. Everything's clean. Mm-hmm. Everything's in order. Everything's working. It's a singing me a little song. I feel like I'm in Hansel and Gretel. I guess Hansel and Gretel is kind of scary, isn't it?
It is, but
we're in a happy it starts German off happy. Tale. Yeah. Yeah.
Does your laundry machine make a song too?
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of singing. It's sort of like a chorus,
isn't it? Is it true? It is the Swedish like national anthem?
I think I've read that.
Is it really?
Like, it is a something. It is one of their songs.
It's like not America just like, the Beautiful.
Wow.
But yeah.
Yeah. It's not just like a random sample.
Sweden loves music.
Yeah.
I was just there, dude. They have so many ABBA museums and statues and pictures. Have you been to Sweden?
No, it's my top place I want to go to next year. Awesome.
Did you go to the Volvo factory?
No.
Oh, the Volvo factory is crazy.
Wow.
It is like you walk through a Victoria's Secret fashion show, but they're all just wearing blue jumpsuits making Volvos.
Oh my God.
And it's just the best looking people you've ever seen, but they're just working on cars. It was an insane experience.
It's like a fashion show meets Willy Wonka.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's
everyone
incredible.
There is so tall too. Like as yes. a mid-sized yeah. Jew, it was.
How long were you there for?
Like 3 days.
Oh.
It was fantastic. We went to the Viking Museum. That
wow.
was insane.
Oslo?
That was not what I expected. Stockholm.
Oh, wow. I didn't go to Stockholm. I went to Oslo.
There was a roller coaster
in Norway.
Inside.
Fuck.
Oh, that is Norway.
They get really mad when you fuck that up.
The Copenhagen's Denmark.
Yeah, yeah. They're all
Stockholm.
Different.
Stockholm. Yeah.
Stockholm is in Sweden.
Yeah.
Oslo What's the is other in Norway. Big... Helsinki is in Finland.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been to all those places.
Oh, my God.
But they're... I always...
And you still don't know.
I know. Listen, it's tough. It's tough. Okay.
I believe in you.
What is your favorite curse word?
Fuck.
There we go.
That's really easy. It's not even close.
Do you
close.
Have any like Jack Martinism curse words that you've like made up or like things that you say?
I mean, I do variations of fuck all the time. There's so many variations.
I just
use it as like a like an intro or like added color. I feel like I say it way too much.
Like unfucking believable.
Unfucking believable.
We say Tits McGee a lot.
Are you?
That's like, good. You know, like when a situation is getting out of hand, it's a Tits McGee situation. it's a very big inside joke, but it's a state of mind.
So Tits but McGee, it's also the name of a news reporter.
Oh,
Tits
really?
McGee live on the scene. No.
Oh, no.
Well, I think in Anchorman. He says it, but I'm not that big of an Anchorman fan, but I just love the name Tits McGee.
I want to acknowledge that I just completely believed you when he said that's the name of a news anchor.
No, it's like a character that like if we're in a situation like there's a car accident, we'll be like, oh, Tits McGee here live on the scene. Looks like there are no survivors. That's
Dude,
from, yeah.
I am the most gullible motherfucker on earth. That is so insane.
Did you know that the word gullible is actually not in the dictionary?
Buddy, what
I
is
almost
this?
I'm sorry, guys.
For a second.
Someone is just like, all right.
I saw you get a little nervous there for a second.
I was like, no.
Yeah, we just lost a lot of listeners after that.
Okay.
They unsubscribed.
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Oh, dude, pole vaulter.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be super sick.
That's a
imagine,
crazy one.
Imagine being good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be game changing. That'd be life changing. Imagine having a video of yourself really pole vaulting. Like really pulling that off and launching yourself.
It's such a unique experience of a sensation. Like you can't replicate that. Like you can't go paintballing and feel the same sensation. That's a crazy. Yeah,
definitely
I think
not
they
paintballing.
Just need to add like a little bit of like combat. Like you have to pull out a weapon. After you
yeah, they should have
leap
guns
it because
to pole vaulting.
That's the idea of pole vaulting is to, you know, if you look at it historically, it's
the most American take ever.
Just, you know,
like when they land, they have to pick up a gun. And
yeah, yeah.
And that's part of just the style. Yeah. That's the part of the landing.
I'm laughing, but I would love that and I would watch it.
Then they land and it's just like, woo!
Like, but that's it's just like
the height is the point.
But can we be honest about something else, which is that we would all watch gladiator fights if they had them on TV?
100%.
Yeah, I think they're actually bringing American Gladiator back.
But that's not.
He's talking about really like actual Roman
gladiators.
Yeah,
to the death.
Yeah, I'm talking about fights to the death.
I'm sure they do it in some places still. You could probably buy a ticket.
But like you would watch, right?
If
you would not?
Not to the death, no.
Okay, now I feel like I have to pull back. I was kidding, obviously.
I don't know. It depends on like the type of people.
What if Hunger Games was real? Would you watch Hunger Games?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's way more people dying.
I actually would watch Hunger Games.
That's like dozens of kids dying.
Well, yeah, but like... I know. It's hard to describe. I think there's just more. I can't watch two people go one-on-one and try to kill each other.
Right.
But if it's like a scramble, if it's just like a total melee Super Smash Brothers, a bunch of people trying to like fight.
Mr. Beast ideas, man.
Maybe I could watch
people
that.
People will watch that. And the last question, Jack Martin.
Yes, sir.
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Free food?
Free food question mark? Or
free food, I guess. Yeah. He's like unsure about me, maybe. Hopefully he's sure about me.
Yeah, I mean,
at that point.
Yeah. If you're at the gate, I think that means you're walking in.
If I'm at the gate, I think they're still judging, right?
I think you take the elevator up and you're good to go.
There's an elevator?
No, because in Kenny in South Park in the movie, he gets all the way up there and he thinks he's about to make it to the pearly gates and then he gets sent down, right?
All I'm thinking about is Kenny. We've talked about South Park a lot. With Kenny with the PSP fighting off the army of demons. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's what I'm picturing. I would love to see that in heaven, actually. I'd love to see Kenny from South Park.
Alive. Unmuffled.
Alive. Well, if he's in heaven, he's dead?
Well, I'm saying, but like...
Alive in heaven.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. That would be my number one.
I know a girl whose last name is Kilkenny, and she like...
That's an Irish town.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that might be why they have that name. It's a town in Ireland called Kilkenny.
No way.
Yeah, I've been there. I have a guitar from
there. And that's why he's named that?
I don't know.
Is she named after the Irish town or South Park?
Probably the Irish town.
Okay, I think it's a great place to end it. Jack, thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us.
Thank you, guys. I love you both so much.
Buddy, you're a gem. Thank you so much for coming on. Do you have anything you would like to plug to the people?
I have nothing to plug, except maybe intestinal malrotation.
There you go. Keep an eye out for the foundation.
Yeah. Yeah, or yourself, maybe.
Yeah.
I love you both so much.
Thank you, Jack. We love you,
thank
too.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate it.
We'll see you next week.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.